Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Ladder Rank 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you a message that the Lord gave me this morning. Today is January 1st, 2021, and I didn't think that I was going to get a 2021 message this year. I don't know why, but for some reason I just wasn't feeling it. However, during prayer, I started getting a message, and it is for 2021, so I'm going to go ahead and share that with you. I have quite a few things that the Lord showed me this morning while praying. I mean, it was kind of one thing after the other. I also received a vision that's important that I need to share with you. So please, if you can, stay to the end of this message, because that's what I'm going to share with you, the vision and a few final thoughts. But first, let me go and read this message to you. Be alert and do not let your guard down. In all things, seek me before turning to the left or the right. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will set your path straight. Wars are soon coming to your shores. And then I heard the word Chinese. It will be a bloodbath as many will perish, but all is not lost as they would have it to be. For I will raise up a mighty force that will prevail against the enemy. The battles will be great. It is here on earth as well as in heaven. For there is also a war in the heavenlies that is raging right now. Prepare yourselves, both mentally and spiritually. Also, do what you can to prepare physically as well. The warnings have gone forth, and many hear, but few prepare. I call my children to the secret place where we can communicate with one another. It is there that you will hear directions from me. 2021 will be a year like no other as things wind down to the end. Much chaos, much confusion, much death, for plagues and pestilences will also sweep the land. It will be a time for mourning for some, but rejoicing for those who have nestled themselves under my wings. Look to the source of your redemption. Look to the Son who died for your sins. Look to the Almighty Father who has created all things. Fall down and worship before their feet. Submit yourselves, humble yourselves, stay in this place of contriteness, so you will then be lifted up in due time. Pray for your ears and eyes to be opened, so that you will not be deceived. For great deceptions are now covering the earth as the father of lies tries to reign supreme. He comes to kill and destroy, but can only go so far as I permit him. All is done for a purpose, though at the time it will not seem that way. Have faith that I am in control, though it will appear not. I am the Alpha Omega, the first and the last. All that comes to me, I will in no way cast out. Cry to me in the day of trouble, and I will hear you. 2021 will be a year to remember, though most will want to forget. Buckle up tight with my armor around you to fortify you in all things. The ride gets bumpy, but your destination is secure if you abide until the end. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. The ride gets bumpy, but your destination is secure if you abide to the end. Commit yourselves into my loving arms now. It is there you will find peace. Your gracious Savior, Jesus. And then right after I got the message, I heard the song, To God Be the Glory. And I will have a transcript of this message down below in the description box, and it will have the lyrics to that song. It says, to God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life, our redemption to win, and opened the life gate so all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. And I heard that right afterwards, brothers and sisters. I also want to share with you that the Lord gave me a verse for this year. And it's a verse that I feel for me, but he started off the message with it. So I'm going to share it with you because it might be for all of us. And that is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And you know, that's how the beginning of the message started. So I feel that that is our verse for this year. All right, now I want to tell you what happened afterwards, okay? When I got this message, I saw the Lord sitting on a bench. I often see him sitting on a white bench, and but this time I saw myself walking down a path in the woods, and then I received the message. And this was a familiar path that I have been on before. And to the left, if many of you have been following my channel for a long time, you've heard me talk about this in years past. There's a river flowing to the left, and to the right were woods. So after the message, I went back to seeing this path that I was walking on. And I was waiting, thinking that I might have more from the Lord. Usually I always wait to see if God gives me something else. And then, brothers and sisters, I saw something that shocked me. I saw a huge mushroom cloud of reddish-orange color explode in the distance beyond the woods that I was in. It threw me back because it was so unexpected. I stood there in shock as I saw it go up. And it was not what I expected. That's never happened when I've been in this place, when I pray and hear from the Lord. And I just stood there shocked at it. It was a different color. I can't even explain it. It was a bright red orange. That's all I can say. It was almost a different color. And I said to the Lord, oh no, I was grieved in my spirit. And then all of a sudden, the Lord pointed me to the attention to the right. And I saw a huge rock nestled in the woods. A huge rock. And I heard the Lord say to me, stand on the rock. Stand on the rock. And immediately, brothers and sisters, like with a snap of a finger, I felt peace. His peace. That passes all understanding, because you know Jesus is that rock. And no matter what we go through, we can be rest assured that when we stand on the rock, when we stand on his promises, when we stand on his word, then he is going to be there for us, and he is going to be our peace. Look up when you get a chance, rock, in the Bible. Go to blueletterbible.org. And put in the word rock, and look at all the wonderful verses in the Old and New Testament that talk about how God is our rock. In Psalms 27:5, it says, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And then in Psalms 31:3, it says, for you are my rock, my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. So brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. He's going to take care of his own. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, then please cry out to him and he will save you. Ask him for forgiveness. Say in your heart and say it out loud that you confess that the Lord Jesus is your Savior, and read Romans 10:9, and I will have a prayer of salvation down below so you can say it, so you can also be covered under the shadow of His wings during what is going to happen. Now I want to end with one thing. This is the final thought I wanted to end with, brothers and sisters. All year long, I have not heard from the Lord to say in any of my videos. I don't think I have. I might be mistaken, but for years, the Lord kept telling me that if people pray, then things will be minimized, the things will be delayed, the things will be pushed back, and I haven't heard that for a long time. However, today in my spirit, I felt that the Lord was saying that things are not as bad as we think they are. That things are not as bad as they think they are. That if His saints continue to pray, that things will be minimized. That things won't be as bad as they could be. So don't give up on praying for one another, for praying for our land, for praying for God to push back the darkness. Don't give up on praying, brothers and sisters, because I believe that the Lord is hearing His people's prayers right now, and I believe that we can help minimize what could be possibly coming. And if you re-listen to the message that I read to you, you know, the Lord said that He is going to be raising up an army. So there is going to be, He said there's a mighty force that will prevail against the enemy, and that could be in the spirit as well. So please continue to be praying with all of your heart, with all of your being, not only for yourselves and your family, but for the Lord's perfect will to be done in the land. All right, well, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. I am filled with hope today, knowing that I'm rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that His perfect will be done, and that we do not have to fear. We only have to trust in Him and abide in Him. Shalom.